here again. The temperature's down low and the excuses come out.
My temperature is like 170 bajillion, Mom.
Luckily, Clorox Cleanup Spray kills 99.9% of germs to help prevent the spread of cold and flu. So you can keep those excuses for another day. Stock up on Clorox Cleanup Spray today for a healthy home during cold and flu season. Clorox. Clean is just the beginning. Use as directed on hard, non-porous surfaces.
The Home Depot has a secret recipe for new kitchen appliances. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, like a stainless steel Whirlpool kitchen package for only $19.98. You get a side-by-side refrigerator, electric range, dishwasher, microwave, and for a limited time, over $1,000 off. Guess the secret's out. Save now on a Whirlpool kitchen, only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, gas extra, see store for details, valid through February 26th.
ABC News is sponsored by Gary Zell's Auto Glass, 513 3rd Street Southeast in Huron, specializing in mobile glass replacement, windshield and door glass replacement, free pickup and delivery. Gary Zell's Auto Glass, 352-0836.
A wind chill advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Mainly clear skies and quiet today with a high of 7 above. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 1 above. Overcast again tomorrow, high of 20. Upper 20s Monday, mid-teens Tuesday. From the South Dakota State Lottery Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcitski on KOKK. Right now, 15 below.
With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. Activity from a Friday night here on Tiger Wrestlers were on the road, ESD, as they visited Brandon Valley. Tigers came out with two wins in the duel as Brandon Valley defeated Huron 55-9, picking up wins for Huron. Kaiser Ruth win by fall at 138 and a decision for Tyson Lean at 170. Plenty of basketball to report from last night. Girls basketball, Iroquois Dolan picked up a 281 conference win as they defeat Sunshine Bible 50-27. For Iroquois, it snaps a 78-game losing streak going back about 4 years. The co-op with Dolan began this year. Number 2, DeSmit defeated Del Rapids St. Mary 52-33. Kennedy Buckholz, 23 points. Autumn Wilkinson at 18. Other area scores, Ethan, 53, Wessington Springs, 19, Highmore Herald, 52, Sully Buttes, 46. Boys basketball, Falkton rolled over Hitchcock Tulare, 63-33. Ethan pulled away in the fourth quarter to defeat Wessington Springs, 66-56. Number 2 against number 4 in Class B had DeSmit, ranked 2, a roll over Del Rapids St. Mary, number 4, 63-44. Redfield upended Aberdeen Roncalli last night in boys basketball, 57-44. Some AA scores from last night. Girls, Brandon Valley, 57, Brookings, 43, Rapid City Central, 47, Aberdeen, 39, Stevens defeated Pier, 81-46. Boys basketball last night, Rapid City Central, 64, Aberdeen, 59, Roosevelt topped Washington 65-54, Stevens 51, Pier 46. Sioux Falls Christian, number 2 in Class A, rolled to a 72-42 win over AA Watertown, and Brandon Valley defeated Brookings 60-35. College basketball out of the North Star, Viterbo swept Presentation, taking the women's game 92-49 and the men 86-66. Valley City swept at Dakota State, winning the women's game 82-72 and the men's game 80-62. Northern Sun games last night, Sioux Falls swept Mankato 91-68 for the women and 71-64 for the men. Northern swept Minnesota Crookston 78-64 women, 97-60 for the men. Augustana women defeated Upper Iowa 96-60, but in the men's game, Upper Iowa defeated Augustana 110-100. Finally, moving to hockey, Huron boys were on the road last night at Pier. They defeated Pierre by a score of 5-4. Carson Duba had a hat trick to lead Huron offensively. Walker Schultz, 2 goals and 2 assists. A look at the schedule for today. First off, Huron Tigers got some activity going today. The basketball teams are back on the court after a week off as they travel to Mitchell tonight. Doubleheader at the Corn Palace. We'll have it on the air, 5:10 pregame, 5:30 tip-off on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. Gymnastic girls on the road today. They'll be at the Brookings Invitational. Huron Tiger wrestlers are at the Brandon Valley Invitational for today. The rest of the area schedule for today. Girls basketball, the Redfield Holiday Classic will be played today. A total of 6 games in Redfield at 11 o'clock this morning. Platte Geddes plays Stanley County, followed by Groton and St. Francis. Third game of the day, Northwestern plays Woolsey Wessington, followed by Sanborn Central Woonsocket and Little Wound. Final 2 games, Langford against Lyman and Dupree against Redfield. Boys basketball today, Sunshine Bible has a road trip. They're out in Kadoka where they will play Dupree today. Doubleheader this afternoon is James Valley Christian at Sully Buttes. And boys hockey tonight at Bergman. Sioux Falls is at Huron. Will be National Guard Appreciation Night tonight for both the JV and varsity games. Free admission for National Guard upon presentation of a Guard or military ID. South Dakota High School Coaches Association announced their Coach of the Year awards for all of the fall sports. Congratulations going out to Megan Smith, head dance coach for Huron. She was named Dance Coach of the Year. A few other notes to pass along. State wrestling ticket orders will be taken at the activities office at the arena Tuesday through Friday. That's January 14th through the 17th. Office hours, 7:30 till noon and 1 till 4:30. The arena office will also be closed at 3:15 on Wednesday. There will be no refunds, but you can get those orders finished up in advance. South Dakota Amateur Basketball Association is seeking applications from teams to qualify for the 73rd Annual State Men's Basketball Tournament to be held February 22nd and 23rd in Sturgis. All qualifying teams will be guaranteed 2 games in the recently expanded 3-division double elimination format. Deadline for teams to enter A, B, or C divisions is January 20th. With entry forms and fee information available at the association website, sdamateurbasketball.org. Coming up on Dakota Sports Saturday today, we'll talk Huron Tiger basketball with girls coach Tim Budenhagen, boys coach John Scouten. Also, we'll visit with gymnastics coach Julie King. Dakota Sports Saturday comes your way at 8:15 this morning. With the Saturday Morning Scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You've got Dakota Sports.
And we're back here, Dakota Sports Saturday. First up, we talk here on Tiger Boys Basketball with head coach John Scouten. Tiger girls and boys, for that matter, have been off here for a week since playing Roosevelt last Saturday night. Now get set for a doubleheader tonight. Second meeting with the Mitchell Colonels. And, coach, first off, kind of an interesting quirk in the schedule here. You go about a week and a half off. You get two games in 3 days, then another week off. But, again, that's just kind of how the schedule rolls, and kids just have to be ready.
Right, you know, and as a coach, you're looking at it going, could use a break. It'd be nice if it was a little bit loaded after a few more games were in. But, you know, the week allowed us, you know, 5 good days of practice, get a lot of shots up, a lot of shooting, you know, emphasize some different things on the defensive side of the ball that we need to clean up through the first few games, and some different new things that we like to try. So while the kids want to play, and as coaches, yeah, we want to play games too, you know, there's a lot of value in this week off that we were able to get this week.
Well, last week you had the loss to Washington on the road by 2 points, then the win at home against Roosevelt, where it kind of built the lead, then had to hold them off at the end. But I think both those games are just a sign, not only for us, but for everybody in the state. Boy, while Yankton has the best player in the state, you really can't say, I'm going to point at that team and say they're the favorite right now.
Yeah, I agree. You know, there's so much parity in AA, and we say that every year, but there's always in the back of your mind a team or two that you're like, okay, we really got to chase them. But this year, you know, looking at the landscape of everything, you know, O'Gorman's number one in the preseason. They lose a few games early, but now they roll, and they beat Yankton. They beat Roosevelt here last week. I mean, so there's top to bottom, you know, there's just not a huge difference, and it could come down to two or three plays of a sequence that cost you games or win you games. And so every night you got to make sure you come ready to go. And again, from a coaching standpoint, that's nice because that's an easy sell to the kids. Whether you're on the, you know, the favorite side of that or the underdog side of the card on any given night, you can mention and say, you know, we've got to come ready to go and play our best basketball that night.
We can just look at that three-way we had last week. Washington beats us by 2. We beat Roosevelt by 6. And then Roosevelt beats Washington, I think, on Thursday night. And again, that just shows what we're looking at this year.
Right. You know, and the Washington game was back and forth all night long, 2-point game, you know, in a great environment. And we told our kids after that, I mean, losing, nobody wants to get used to losing. We don't like to lose. But, you know, that kind of a situation can propel you forward. If you learn from the mistakes that we made that night. And then I thought on Saturday against Roosevelt, the kids battled back, fixed some of the things in a short turnaround that we had talked about in practice on Friday that we thought cost us Thursday night. So, you know, our kids played a good week last week and had a good week of practice, and we're excited to get after it again here tonight.
And tonight it's down to the Mitchell Corn Palace, Mitchell Colonels, doubleheader, girls followed by the boys. We played them to open the season, a game where we trailed for a lot of the game and then really defensively picked things up, got them a little frustrated, and then we made the plays down the stretch to win it.
Right, yeah, that first quarter was back and forth. I think we had a 2-point lead maybe after that first quarter. And then Mitchell erupted in the second quarter for, I think they scored 23 points on us. And we were trying to do some different things, and it wasn't working great. And we were just able to adjust at halftime and halfway battled back through that third quarter. And toward the end of that quarter, into the fourth, I think we held Mitchell scoreless for about the first 5.5, 6 minutes of that fourth quarter. We were able to make a little bit of a run, and then we were able to hold on when they made their push at the end of the night.
You know, and Mitchell, they're a team that's starting to figure out, in many ways, I kind of compare it to where we were at this time last year. They got some kids with experience, but they're still a relatively young team with only one senior. And bottom line is, when you talk about double A, they don't have the sexy record right now, but they're going to be a tough out for whoever gets them here at the end of the season.
Absolutely. You know, they're in the same boat we are. They haven't played since last Thursday. When we played Washington, they were down playing Brandon Valley. And Brandon Valley beat him on a last-second three. And I spoke to Coach Deckard of Brandon after that game, and he said, boy, I don't want to see them at the end of the year for the reasons you just said. They're young. They're hungry. They've got height. They've got shooters. They've got depth. You know, it's just one of those things right now. They're learning how to win games, and I mean, that's a big part of it, too. The skills can be there, but if you're not used to winning or making plays to get the wins, you know, that's just a growing pain of every good team. And, you know, they have a stretch of games, you know, starting with us tonight, that they could easily win six or seven of them and be right in the mix of it all again. So, I mean, we have our hands full tonight, and we told our kids all week, if you think going, I mean, and it doesn't matter record-wise, year to year, what the case is. When it's here on Mitchell, all bets are off. Both teams are going to come play, and it's going to be a good night, good game.
You know, that's just what I was going to say, and the same thing goes for that team down south as well. The date with Huron is the date that's always circled every year.
Right, and the last couple of years we've had both dates, you know, fairly early in the year, and so there's been some time for them to change some things. But it's still early January, and there's a ton of games left on the schedule for both teams, so you're going to see improvement after tonight from both teams. And so, you know, for us going down there tonight, you know, we're going to have to play a heck of a game defensively and make sure we don't give them any excuse me, anything easy, and then offensively make sure we're moving the basketball and sharing it and playing together.
Well, another note I did want to bring up here came out at the beginning of this week. Huron, of course, had our game canceled 2 weeks ago in the Hoop City Classic. Obviously, you don't really have any chance of rescheduling that, but coming up, I think it was on Monday, rescheduled game, or a new game on the schedule, basically, was Sioux Valley, just down the road, Highway 14 in Volga, and basically just a situation where it helps both teams. Both teams lost a game over the Christmas break, and it was able to come together that way.
Right. You know, I think it was maybe a day after the cancellation came out with the Pentagon deal. You know, Coach Roeder was asking, you know, what do we want to do? Where do we want to try to go? And so we started looking at schedules, and obviously looking for some local area teams that had holes in their schedules as well from cancellations or some other things. And, you know, for us, you know, like the Madisons of the world, Tees, eight teams like
they're,
that.
They're all in the same. They're all in the same conference as Sioux Valley, I believe.
I think so. I'm not sure how it all works over there. But for us, you know, and Mr. Roeder did a great job. He saw that they had an opening. I think they missed the game in Brookings in the Swiftel Classic or something. And he said, "Hey, what do you think about this one?" And absolutely. So, you know, Sioux Valley is a good program. They've had a solid run of good years here in the past, and they're well coached, and they've got a player, Max Nielsen, probably one of the top three or four players in the whole state of South Dakota as a senior. So, I mean, we're going to have our hands full that night when we go over there, but we got some other work to do before that.
I was just going to say, that's 3 weeks off, but just kind of interesting how things like that come together. Bottom line is, we were looking for a game, Sioux Valley was looking for a game, and it just worked out for both teams because there was a date available.
Right. You know, in that February, I really liked the appeal of going over there and playing in their gym. I mean, it would be a packed house, be a good environment, it's a great team. You know, and we couldn't host that weekend anyway because of the DOC tournament that is in town every year. So for us, it's going to be another good challenge for us that we are looking forward to. But like we said, we got a lot of things to do before that.
And, of course, Mitchell Colonels tonight, and I just right now, the way that team is picked up, just two words come up for me with Mitchell, high low. Because they got tall kids that can go up or down, and they showed that in the first time we played.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and that's something we spend a lot of time on here this week. You know, because, yes, Mitchell's going to do it, but there's going to be a lot of teams that have size and big guys inside that are going to try to do that on us because we're not exceptionally tall. But we have good size across the board.
We think we are until we look at the other teams.
Exactly, until we walk out there and go, we're all looking up. But for the most part, you know, Mitchell, they're going to go high-low, but they do a lot of other action. They screen a lot of little on big with their guards, try to get us to switch and create mismatches that way. So our kids are going to have their hands full. We're going to have to play one heck of a game tonight to come up with a W.
Here on Tigers at Mitchell tonight, girls game at about 5:30, boys game to follow. Both games on the air tonight on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. Still to come, we'll talk gymnastics and girls basketball on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Norby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Norby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. We talk Huron Tiger Gymnastics with head coach Julie King. Tigers finally got back to competition this past Thursday, hosting a triangular, head to Brookings for a big invite today, is really kind of getting into the second season for gymnastics. And Julie, first off, just talk about that interim, 3 weeks off from competition. That is a long time, no matter what the sport.
Yeah, it is a long time to get a chance to work on some new skills. So that's what we worked on mainly over Christmas break. We also worked on making sure that Erica recovered from a tonsillectomy, which she had right before the Mitchell invite. So we had a lot of healing to do, and we had a lot of work to get done in the gym with new skills.
Well, not only that, the one thing I noticed now on Thursday, Cassie Decker did compete in the all-around. I know you're a little cautious bringing her back from last year's knee injury, but it sounds like she is starting to get her feet pretty solid here now moving forward.
Yeah, we were really excited. We actually had her do all-around at our Mitchell invite. And, you know, it was a little tentative as to wanting to put her back out there for all the events, but she did a really nice job. And Thursday night, she really impressed me. She is twisting her vault again, and she actually did a one-and-a-half on her vault instead of just doing a full on her vault. And her floor routine looked really nice, and her beam is just getting so precise. She had one fall on Thursday night, but she is really coming around to being a pretty awesome gymnast.
And then not only that, too, team score is 129, and that was one of your best scores, if not the best score of the season.
It was our highest score of the season, and we came off the Mitchell invite with 112, and that was without having Erica participate with us. But our goal was to get into the 130 range, and they almost made it happen. And Thursday, you know, we had some really good things happen, but then we had some things that we could have done better. So, you know, now we just know that that score is there for our taking, and we just need to be as precise as we can, as dynamic as we can, and execute every skill with precision.
Well, just going over your results from a Thursday, get back to Erica Zell. Every time we visit, it seems like, well, she just set a new school record. This time was on the floor, eclipsing her old record. And basically, you're getting exactly what you want out of her. And I'm sure, being a senior, she is very focused this year.
She is very focused. And I would say that all of my senior girls are very focused when it comes to competing at a meet. And so they've been great leaders. Along with Cassie Decker and Erica Zell, we've got J.C. Bankston, and all three of those girls have been a great leader in the gym.
You know, and that's what I was going to say. At 129 for the team score, best mark you've had this year so far. That means it's not just Erica, it's not just Cassie. Other girls are starting to bring their levels up as well.
Absolutely. That's what I was talking about with Christmas break. We had a chance to work some new skills, and Leah Pyle on Thursday night had a very clean bar routine. And, you know, that's where we really need to work to get our score higher. We have great beam routines. We have great floor routines. We've been lacking a little bit on getting some difficulty on bars, and those girls are starting to catch on to some of those new skills. So you're going to see some of their scores start to rise, and that's what we need from those teammates, along with Mackenzie Paulson. She's doing a great job working all around, but she's also working really hard to clean up her bar routine as well.
Now you go to Brookings today, and most any Saturday event, any Saturday invite, I suppose, you're going to see a lot of teams.
Absolutely. It'll be nice to get a chance to see Pierre again and to get a chance to see where Washington is at. And, you know, we get to see Yankton. We don't get to see Yankton very much during our in-season meet, so it's nice to go head-to-head with some of those other teams just to see where we compare with them.
And talk about some of the goals here moving forward, including today. Obviously, right now, everybody's feeling fresh after the long holiday break, even though you did compete on Thursday. So right now, I'm sure girls are probably starting to feel a little more adventurous.
They are, and you can see the strength that we've been doing every single day in practice is paying off because the girls are able to get through some of those routines and make it look easy and make it look polished and make it look elegant, and that's what we need from the girls to be able to score a little bit higher. Gymnastics is never an easy sport, but you have to make it look like it is effortless.
And the one thing we do want to mention, too, coming up next Friday is your annual Invitational. It seems like you've actually had some good luck with the schedule this year, getting a few more home events than usual. The home invite next Friday, four teams this year. I know that number of teams kind of fluctuates a little bit.
Yeah, we really like keeping it at four, and so do all the other schools that come. They just keep saying, don't invite anybody else. We like it this way. And the reason for that is most of our invites are so large that you can only compete five girls. You can list seven. Well, our invite we keep small, and we can actually list 10 and compete eight. And, you know, as you get going in your season, you know, you've always got that four or five girl that you're not quite sure who should be competing and who shouldn't be competing. And so when you can compete eight girls, you can see what they can do in competition because you have those athletes that practice really well and show it really well in practice and fall apart in competition. And then you have those girls that don't practice so well, and then they do really well in competition. So it gives you a chance as a coach to step back and see what you have on your team.
And we'll wrap it up with this as we look ahead now. I don't care what the sport is. I always look at January as kind of being the dog days of the season for all of the winter sports. But your girls have come back refreshed. What are some of the goals here now you're looking at here as we move forward?
Well, our goals are to get some more girls qualified in season. And our goal is to have our best ESD that we possibly can. And that's what I was talking to the girls last night. We had some things that happened that maybe weren't perfect that we can work on. And, you know, all of our meets are basically practice meets until we get to ESD. In basketball and volleyball, they keep points. In gymnastics, it just matters what happens at that ESD meet. And so we'd really like to make it as a team to state, and I think we can get it done.
Julie King, head coach here on Tiger Gymnastics. The gymnastics girls are at Brookings for a big invitational today, then prepare for their home four-team invitational meet next Friday at Tiger Activity Center. We'll take a timeout. We'll talk some here on Tiger girls basketball next on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
And we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. We'll talk here on Tiger Girls basketball with head coach Tim Budenhagen. The Tiger Girls 3-3 after going 0-2 in Sioux Falls last weekend. Washington, then Sioux Falls, Roosevelt. And a couple of shoulda, coulda, wouldas there, especially Saturday night, coach. But bottom line is, and I think the boys are seeing as well, double A, there's just a lot of good teams, and there's not a whole lot of, if any, gimmies on the schedule right now.
No, there isn't. And we knew, you know, Thursday was going to be tough with 6'5", and, you know, they got a 6'2" guard, and they really shoot it well, and they just keep coming in with waves of people with you. And we didn't score the ball very well the second half. Could hang it. We hung in there, till halftime, down 7, and then we just couldn't get a shot to fall. They missed more shots than we took. So, yeah, I think we took about 20 some shots and they got 60 up. That doesn't spell success if you continue to do that. So we got more shots against Roosevelt, just didn't hit them, had momentum with us for about, I would say, most of the first half, and then the last 2 minutes they went on a little run, cut our 10-point lead to 4, and then they came out and hit 3 threes, and then they seized momentum, and we just never could get it back.
You know, with Roosevelt, sounds like you just go back to that final 2 minutes of the first half. You felt like you're in control, and really, we made a couple of mistakes, and give Roosevelt credit, they capitalized.
Absolutely. You know, the tide just turned when we ran a couple of high ball screen plays, and we tried to push or get the ball inside, and they were waiting on it. They stole it. And then they get out in transition, and they're really good in transition. And that's the one thing that we really did a good job with the first probably about 12 minutes of the game, is getting back on D, making them play 5-on-5. And when they had play 5-on-5, it was tough for them to get a shot. But once they get in transition, they spread you out, get a little penetration, get you to help, and then pitch it out for the three. And unfortunately, they were hitting the threes that night.
Now, as we look ahead, it's our second meeting in Mitchell, kind of the way it was last year, too. We played them twice in about the first month of the season, then we're finished with them. But obviously, going down to the Corn Hut, should be a good crowd there. Always good when Mitchell and Huron can get together. And I'm sure the Mitchell girls are looking back to that season opener, and that's one of those woulda, shoulda, couldas. They felt like they were in control for probably three quarters until defensively we came from behind for the win.
Yeah, defensively we did a really nice job with Lexi and Heaven guarding their point guard, and that, you know, pushing her to the left and making that their entry pass to their offense a longer pass where we could get out, we could steal it, and then get some easy transitions. And this time we'll come out with pressure right away, try to get them to play a little bit faster than what they want to, take a quick shot, rebound, and then hopefully that'll fuel our offense, because we have to get off to a fast start. We want to try to get that bad taste out of our mouth from Roosevelt, and then, you know, offensively, we got to do a better job moving the basketball. That's what we worked on this week.
You know, and that's another thing, too. You are a little shorthanded, and probably shorthanded in the area that you can least afford to. Libby Rounds has been out with an illness. I suppose right now, no word on her availability for tonight, but bottom line is you've been practicing without her this week anyway.
Yeah, you know, she's been sick since about the Washington game, so she's got to get healthy inside. Inside that, you know, that was a rotation with Brooke and her, and then Gracie Culver took over a little bit of that rotation against Washington, and then Roosevelt played a little bit shorter lineup, so we could rotate Alexis and Brooke into that five positions. I think Mitchell would be about the same thing. They're a little shorter, so we might be able to get away with a little bit of shorter lineup, but we're going to need her down the stretch, because once O'Gorman and we go to Brookings, they're awfully big in the inside, so we're going to need that double-headed monster with Brooke and Libby. And, you know, hopefully Libby can go tonight.
You know, and that's one thing, too. I feel like the girls are pretty much carrying out most of your game plan as far as the defensive side of the ball goes. We haven't been shooting the ball very well at times this year, but I know you've always preached push the whoever's got the ball, push them to go the way they don't want to. If you're right-handed, make them go left and vice versa. And it seems like as much as anything I've watched you coach over the years, this team has probably taken that to heart a little more than others.
Yeah, we're trying to take away their best offensive weapons and then make their offensive weapons go to plan B, whatever that plan is. But we got to take away the best player and take away her strengths and force her to do something else. And we've been pretty successful in doing that. You're right, we haven't shot the ball particularly well from the three. Hopefully that comes, with moving the basketball and offense, getting easier shots. Tenley and Bella and Haven, you know, just haven't gotten hot on the same night. We're still waiting for that. And so usually been two of the three of them shooting the ball well on any given night, but we need all three if we're going to make a run at this thing.
You know, and I got to mention freshman Heaven Gainey. You talked to her a little bit on the defensive side of the ball, but she's been a bit of a revelation for you this year. While you knew the athletic talent that she had until you see her on a varsity floor, you just didn't know how she would handle things, but seems like on both ends of the floor, she has done some nice things.
Like I said, she's a rebounding machine. I mean, she gets after it, and she is all go. She's got a motor that just keeps running, and she's relentless, and that's what you need, you know, to be a good rebounder. And she's been that for us, and that has been a great surprise for us because we definitely needed that extra rebounder. Our guards have been doing a great job of rebounding. I think Tenley had 8 or 9 rebounds. Heaven had 10. Haven had 6. Bella had 6. I mean, our guards have been doing a great job of rebounding. And because, you know, Brooke and Libby, they got to box out 6'5", 6'1", so that they're not going to get the rebound, but if they can get 6'1 and 6'5 away from the basket, open things up for our guards, go get it, kick it, and then let's go. Heaven took advantage of her mismatch. She got matched up with a big girl, took her away from the basket. Big girl came out. She was able to rip and get to the nice and easily. She read that, you know, the whole play developed, and she read that and got to the rim. So she's been doing a better job offensively. Her jump shot's coming around nicely. So that's just going to make her more effective during our games.
And getting back tonight with the Mitchell Colonels, we saw them a month ago to open the season. They had almost zero experience back from last year. So they're a month older. They're a month into their season. Of course, we had a couple of girls that hadn't seen much of any varsity time either. So now when you get to see an opponent for the second time, that should be able to tell you a few things.
Right. It should tell us how much we've improved or how far we need to go yet. Mitchell's they're running the same things that they have been running. They'll spread you out. They'll take Plasto, try to put her on the box. They do a lot of ball screening with Hone. Kemp has been, you know, their main offensive weapon. She's trying to get the ball to the basket. What we gotta do is make sure when Haley comes in, we gotta take away the three. But otherwise, we're gonna give up the three to most of those other girls. Try to cut down Kemp's, penetration. I think she got to the free throw line 10 times against us, so we gotta make sure that we give good help, get our feet in position, try to take a charge. So it's gonna be a difficult task for us tonight.
Tim Budenhagen, head coach of the Huron Tiger girls basketball team at 3-3. They travel with the boys to the Mitchell Corn Palace tonight. Double header against the Colonels, and that'll be hopefully 5:30 tip-off, 5:10 a pregame with game one, followed by game two over on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. Don't forget, we have NFL playoffs coming up later on today. The first two games of the divisional round, that includes the Minnesota Vikings, San Francisco 49ers this afternoon with a 3 o'clock pregame here on KOKK. Mike Hendrickson in South Dakota Sports History is coming up shortly. Up next, Territorial Rodeo Update brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Monty James for the Territorial Rodeo Update's Top 5 Countdown on this great American radio station. It's our favorite time of the year, no doubt about it. Wait, second favorite. No, third. Anyways, holidays are over, just the credit cards left to pay, ice fishing is kicking into high gear, and there's some new blood going down the trail. We'll be back with a brand spanking new set of standings, the first of the Roaring Twenties, right after this from Strand Sim Angus Bull Sale.
For three generations and 39 years, Strand Sim Angus has focused on customer satisfaction by providing well-muscled yet moderate-frame bulls perfect for calving ease and rapid growth. The Strand family invites you to their sale on Monday, January 20th, selling 70 black, red Simmental, and Sim Angus bulls, all DNA tested. Lunch at 11:30, sale at 1. Free delivery within 300 miles of the ranch, 12 miles north of Platte, South Dakota. See their all-star lineup at StrandSimAngus.com. At Strand Sim Angus, pounds are where the money is.
Hey, by the way, if you've got a production sale you want to advertise over 9 states targeting ranch, rodeo, and feedlot folks, hit us up at RodeoTRU.com. Reza, lock it down, and let's get it up. Get the Bears. Louisiana's Win Ratliff leads it. Canadian, Cody Lamb, number 2. KC, Wyoming's Cole Ryder, 3 spot. Texas Traveling Parts, Tony Thomas and Leighton Berry, kicking back 4 and 5.
Looks like it's going to be another fine day.
Hoordogan. Texan, Cade Goodman, top dog. Baird, Nebraska's Kalane Anders on his heels. Montation, Shane Dowling, number 3. Jacob the Eldest, State Center, Iowa, 4. Willard Fuggenig of Cali, skits 5th. Watch him. Team Roping, oh no, Dustin Egyasquia of Florida up front. Then Smith, Dennison, Snow, and Massey. On the heel side of the beast, Texan Colton Britton, number 1. Tanzanite Jake Long, Dos. Then Corkle, Mitchell, and aptly named Levi Tyan of Wallace, Nebraska in that order. Why so fast? I'm in a hurry.
And I came out here all the way from Philadelphia single-handed to fight oral ignorance.
Saddlebrook, right, and Shorty. Friends call him Shouty. Garrett from Eagle Butte, South Dakota, ahead of the pack. Texan Wyatt Casper, number 2. Aussie Jake Finley from Walkabout Creek, then. Wyoming NFR champ Brody Crest chilling fourth. Courtshire, Nebraska, and Cole Elsherp, South Dakota, neck and neck for 5th. Oh, the humanity!
Oh, the humanity and all the fans
TDR, tie-down rope in New Mexican, Chad Mayfield is the man. Followed by Shane Hanchy and Louisiana. Riley Pruitt, the pride of Gearing, Nebraska. Then Texas Twinners, Cox and Harris. They travel in packs.
I'm your huckleberry.
Barroyson, Can Chasen, Texan, Brett Poto, Ups. Okie Lasses, Donna K. Rule, and Ivy Hurst go 2 and 5. Texas Lasses, Taylor Langdon, and Shelley Morgan turn and burn 3 and 4. Hit it. Toro Twistin, Kansanite, Laramere Mosley, Top Twisted. Texans, JT Moore, Parker McCowan, Braden Richardson, and Brodar Campbell roll 2, 3, 4, and 5, respectively. See? I told you. Hit us up on Facebook at Territorial Rodeo Update. I'm out. Thanks to our sponsors of 16 years at Sioux Steel Company, for producer Mitchell B. Gallant, Monty James on the Rodeo Trail for the Top 5 Countdown.
It is about that time we sit down to talk about real estate. Now, we talk about properties that are for sale. We like to tell you about them. We deal with any issues that you might have come up with in the world of real estate. We tell you about the multiple list service. We tell you about a competitive market analysis. These are things that they will do at the Real Estate Connection. 1560 Dakota Avenue South. I told you, Reg, I'll never forget it now. It's like it's ingrained. You better never move the office again. Because this, it will always be 1560 Dakota South to me.
Not a chance of that happening.
You are right. So perfect. So for eternity, 1560 Dakota Avenue South is your real estate connection. Call them at 352-1300. Call Reg directly, 350-2223. I mentioned that competitive market analysis. Basically, they come out and they tell you what your place is worth. They give you a jumping off point for a selling price. You're not obligated to sell at that point. Give them a call if you'd like a competitive market analysis done on your property. Another thing I brought up was the multiple list service. If there's a for sale sign in front of that home, Reg can help you at the Real Estate Connection. Multiple list service means everybody can sell any property. There are a few exceptions. Ask questions by calling Reg at the Real Estate Connection. Yeah, that's what they call them, right? Agency exclusives.
We have an agency exclusive this
morning. Perfect timing. That's so this is the exception to the multiple list service. Now, what this means is you are the only agent, right, that can sell this property.
Right. This property, this is a brand new listing, an acreage that is agency exclusive, and that means that the sellers have chosen, and it can be for a variety of reasons, doesn't happen very often, but in this case, good reasons, that they just want the Real Estate Connection to be the exclusive agency representing them.
Now, are there any rules from the real estate people about you can only have so many exclusives, so a percentage of exclusives? Is there anything like that?
No, there's no rules, and it doesn't happen very often, but sometimes there are situations where it's just the best. Normally, I don't advise it. I advise people to put their...
Yeah, because then you got more options,
exactly,
right?
You got more people working for you.
Sure.
You've got 30 realtors in town that can help you. But
but
there are some situations, and this is one of them, where it's just in their best interest to just do it as an agency exclusive. And it's a very, very nice property. I want to tell you a little bit about it. This is a 40-acre property. Mm-hmm. Those don't come up very often. And it's the really nice part about it is it's just 2 miles west of West Park and a mile and a half south. So you're talking less than 4 miles from town, some very good Highway 14 accessibility, plus it's south on a county road. So very, very nice location. This is 20974 396th Avenue. This is a 40-acre property. It has a...